Queensland health and hospital sectors. Look, we've spoken about it often here on 4BC Drive. We know they are in crisis. Now, last week I told you about that horrendous scenes at Logan Hospital, which had come under so much pressure that people were waiting hours in the emergency department without even being seen by a nurse or a doctor. Now, that included a 4.5-month pregnant lady who was classed as low risk despite having excruciating stomach cramps and shortness of breath. But the problems, we know they don't stop here. And my Nine News colleague, Tim Arvia, has revealed yet another tragedy. Now, this was on Nine News last night. Hian Kupil had been suffering from stomach pains and collapsed just hours after leaving Logan Hospital on Sunday night. Now, after waiting 4 hours in the emergency room, Hian was discharged and taken home, was brought back by his father when he collapsed. Tragically, Hian died yesterday, and his family is questioning why he was discharged. Now, Health Minister Yvette Darth, she was peppered by questions on the state of the health sector today in Question Time. And the Premier says a massive spend on health is coming in next month's state budget. But let's now join Tim Arvia from Nine News. Now, Tim, another tragedy coming out of this crisis in Queensland health.
Yeah, absolutely. And what we need to find out is just what caused what happened here, because we do know, sources have told me, that Logan Emergency was extremely busy again on the Sunday night when young Hian went in there. That is the situation now is, well, was that a factor? Because we know that he went in with stomach pains. He'd been sick for days beforehand. His family had taken him to see GPs. They did everything right because he's normally a healthy kid. Normally he's running around, but they just noticed he wasn't getting any better. They'd taken him to GPs, and when that didn't, when there was no progress there and he wasn't getting better, they did, as every parent would do, they'd take their son to the emergency department. Spent 4 hours there, and he was still in pain. He was dehydrated, and they said that he's dehydrated. They gave him a pill to stop vomiting, because he threw up a couple of times while at emergency, and he was sent home around 10 p.m. Now, around midnight, that's when he lost consciousness, and his parents in an absolute panic. You can only imagine the panic they felt, tried to rush him back to hospital, but unfortunately, he did pass away. So the question now is, was something missed? Was there something that could have been done at the hospital to pick up his condition, or was it a freak accident? Now, there's a lot of speculation out there, and I think it's a bit insensitive to the family to speculate about this, but that's the question that they want answered is what actually happened, what was his condition, and they're waiting for the autopsy results, which should come back in the next few days.
Tim Arvia, as you say, we'll have to wait to see what does come back from this. The Premier in Parliament today was talking about record spending on health in the budget. Now, I have to say that every budget, even if the money stays as it is, based on inflation, the dollars go up. It's always record spending in the budget on health. That is just the nature of inflation, unless you're cutting the dollars. So I don't know what that necessarily achieves, saying you're going to have record spending. But we know the government has thrown more money at these problems. It just doesn't seem to be working.
Yes. Now, question about Yvette Darth a few weeks ago, asking her if she has literally been given a hospital pass from previous health ministers, because at a press conference, it was out at Redlands where they were opening this new satellite medical facility, and she was talking about the planning that the government is now doing so that we're in a good space in 10 years. With our health services. And they said, well, what about, and this isn't Yvette Darth's fault at all, what about the health ministers 10, 20 years ago? Did they drop the ball and not plan enough for Queensland's growing population? And she gave an answer about how Labor always spends more money on health. I asked the same questions to Cameron Dick, the Treasurer now, who was health minister a number of years ago as well. And he made the point that 20 years ago, the 10 cents in the dollar was in every dollar from the government was being spent on health. And now it's around 32 cents to the dollar. So they're talking about upping the level of funding. But we're not seeing better results for that level of funding. So you have to ask why that is. Is there reforms that need to be made on the front line? What needs to happen to actually make this money better used? Because you can keep on throwing money into a black hole. Health is expensive, and there's always going to be new medical treatments, new procedures that are needed that they can spend money on. So what we need to find out is solutions to actually treat it in the first instance to get rid of that bed block. The AMA has talked about how we actually need 1,500 new beds in Queensland to get rid of the ramping. It's a lot of beds, it's a lot of staff, it's really, really expensive. And you're seeing the federal government, neither Scott Morrison or Anthony Albanese was committing to the 50-50 funding split that the Queensland government has been asking for. So we'll have to wait and see. Now we have Anthony Albanese, he's promised to put it on the National Cabinet agenda. That's been welcomed by the Premier, but talks aren't money, and we'll have to wait and see what the government actually does promise.
Yeah, talk is very cheap indeed. Tim Avia, you're a bloodhound on this story, a bulldog on this issue of the health crisis in Queensland. Keep up the good work, and thanks for being on 4BC Drive today.
Thank you, Scott.